Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafer, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. There is a beckoning to us by the Lord, and he's asking us to come. You are permitted to come as close as your desire permits you. In the realm of the spirit, the trading currency is your desire. They come and buy without money. They come. It's a beckoning to us from the Lord. So if you do not answer the beckoning to come, you cannot fault God, because he was the one who said, come. Hallelujah. And you come loaded with faith. You come loaded with your desire. You cannot have faith and put aside desire. No, God works with corresponding desire. When you say you have faith, God watches your real desire. What this person is saying, God, do it, but what does he really want? Please, are you with me this morning? When you say, God, if you can do it in my life, do what? Then you have, God will now look at what you are praying about. Then he will not look at your real desire, because God looks at the intentions of the heart. You've not really done anything, but your desire is there. Somebody is asking you, I would like you to be my life partner. You say, okay, I will pray about it. You actually went to pray, but in your heart of heart, now you see the heart has layers. There's the peripheral layer where everybody can see. Is there anybody that doesn't want to make it? You love God so much, but you want to be poor. To prove your love for God, raise your hand. They are not here. Everything you are doing about studying, going to school, learning a new skill, spending dollars, thousands of dollars, training yourself, is because one day you want to be able to sit somewhere in the comfort of your home, and the money is coming to you. You are not going to eat. You are like a flower that attracts the butterfly. It's not the flower that goes to the butterfly. The butterfly comes to it because you've generated an aura that is so strong that when people see you for the first time, they know they can do business with you. It's an aura. Are you with me this morning? You are not here. So when we go into the presence of God and we are seeking for the blessing of the atmosphere of God's presence, it's because we know that most of the people that we have to do business with, we have to meet them during the course of our week. Many of them will only be meeting you for the first time. They don't have any reason to trust you. There's no credibility. There's nothing. But some at home just look at you and say, I like you. Can you do it? Okay, send me a demo. That's all. They are not interested in who is your father, who is your mother, but there is an aura. Meanwhile, somebody can also see you. And he will say, no, we are not doing the project yet. Because he doesn't want to break your heart. And I'm telling you, the key is that what? In addition to your faith, you must have compelling, provocative desire. When you are praying because Brother Matthew asked you to marry him, but somewhere in your heart of heart, it's not Matthew you want, it's Michael. So God will watch your prayer. He will look at it. Then he will also look at the real. You see, there's a layer of the heart where only God can get to, because God wrote the program for the heart. So that one is a back-end thing. You can't get there. You don't. If you try to go there, they will tell you don't have admin right. There are things about you don't know. There are terrible things about you don't know. If God is telling you that you will deny him, he's not talking at this peripheral level. He has seen you that under certain conditions, you will crack. There are people, God will tell them, till you see me in glory, don't pray against the spirit of fornication. Till you see me, don't pray. And I hope you know that there's no remedy for fornication or sexual sin. There's no level you will get to spiritually and you will get above it. People will say, no, I don't talk to married women. It's because you've not seen some married women. Under certain atmospheres, there is a layer of your heart that will surface. How did people get to the point of having intercourse with animals? There's a layer of the art that was touched. You don't know anything about yourself. They tell you, do it and collect $1 million. This is the money. Maruf, once she does it, give her the money. Hey, you will not remember all the suffering of your life. That, if somebody will make it, it will be like this. All those people that are showing off online, how did they get their money? You start rationalizing. That dark man, that natural man that met with, that ate the apple or whatever it is they ate in the garden, will suddenly rise up and say, Omo, you have done worse for free. Abina, you have done worse for free over and over again. This is the last. Do it and move on. You don't know yourself. The Bible says the heart of man. There's an echo in this. The heart of man is desperately what? So God, look at the way God defined the heart. It's a wicked heart. Meanwhile, you pride yourself as a good person. I'm straightforward. I tell people my mind. I don't hide things. God said that your heart is a very wicked one. That means if you still think you are a good person, you don't know yourself. See, I know her. She's the one for me. She's very good. She's very honest. She's very gentle. You have not met her. That lady you are talking about has a very strange appetite for wealth, money. It's not just a desire. It's a strange appetite. The Bible talked about the children of Israel. I don't know. Is it children of Israel now? Say they desire strange flesh. Strange flesh. Do you know what that means? Do you know what strange flesh means? Okay, we'll come back. Strange flesh includes everything like animals. Having intercourse with animals or having intercourse with same sex. So those are strange flesh. Those are not the kind of flesh God asks you to be joined to. So you call it strange. So if you continue to pride yourself that you're a person of excellence, it's because you've not been tested. And one governor said in Lagos State, may we not be tested. So that's not my message, that's my intro. But I believe you've been blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When we come to church like this, the Bible says, if one at a psalm, if one at a hymn. So don't just come and say, the title of the message is, you need the title of the message, but you also need to make sure everything that is being said, they are well documented and captured. So please, you've already learned something this morning. In fact, if I share the grace here, you can go back home and meditate and look at yourself in the mirror and say, what? Oh guy, you're a liar. You are wicked. You are wicked. Say the heart of man is what? Desperate. It's not just wicked. Is quick to be wicked. The woman you met in church that told you she's a Christian, she's other, and left you for another brother in church, but that has more potential, and she claimed she wasn't feeling the relationship, and you did not come to me to help you pray and ask why. My brother, it's not you. You didn't do anything wrong. It just happens that Chike seems to have more promise than yourself. You want to be a pastor. Chike is in the tech industry, he's an engineer, and he also speaks in tongues. Why can't you have both? So she won't quarrel with you. Those people just say, let's quarrel. No, they will just begin to detach. I don't know what's wrong with you. Detach. Somebody just can use scissors, cut everything, and they just realize that it's not with Chike. So you must submit your heart for testing so that the Lord can now apportion you your own inheritance. So this morning, I'll be sharing with us very briefly on a subject I titled, Heal Your Tongue and Your Destiny Will Thrive. Psalm 34 and verse 12 and 13. Psalm 34, 12 and 13. Heal your tongue and your destiny will thrive. Now, do we have New King James? I want us to read so that we can all be on the same page. I brought my only Bibeli this morning, and this New King James. Now, if you have your screen there, let's look up. Say, who is the man who desires life? I want you to look at this. Who is this man? I want to get the most out of life. Who is the man that desires life and loves many days? Who is this man that is praying, Lord, give me long life, give me life. I don't want to die like my father. He said, there's one thing I will give to you. He said, what? Verse 13. Keep your tongue from what? And your lips from what? Please, do you have any other version that is convenient, amplified? Let's see if we can get amplified. I need a simpler version. Keep your tongue from evil. Give me NLT. If you have NLT, I want to show you something. Do we have NLT, any luck? Aha! This is my guy. Then keep your tongue from what? Speaking evil. And your lips. Oh. This is the requirement for a man that wants to live long. Please, I want you to note it in your jotter. Wherever you are. This is what Baba is saying. That if you spend more time obeying this one, instead of praying for long life, you'll be okay. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. What you are saying may be true, but is the intention pure? Come on now. I said, what you are saying with your mouth may be true, but the real reason why you are telling that brother what you are telling him now, is it from a clean and a pure heart? To keep your lips from telling lies. Have you noticed how easy it is now to just lie? I don't know if you are like me, but it's so convenient. It's like, bam, you are there. It flows with such ease and anointing. Do people still confess lying as? I don't hear people confessing lies. Ah, Father, I'm sorry, I lied yesterday. What I hear more, even from the traditional people, you will hear things like, ah, God, Allah and Jimmy, God, nobody is perfect. That thing I said is not. People don't confess lies again. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. And they that make it, they make it, craft it. There's a skill that comes with lying. The Bible said they shall have their portion in the lake of fire. He didn't say if you are born again, you'll be exonerated. You know, if you're a liar, you'll go to hell. There's no provision for if you are born again, but you lie, we'll remove your name from the main list, put you in supplementary list and warn you. No. They that make it a lie. Some of us are so anointed, we have become so manipulative and so anointed in the art of lying. And our intentions are very rarely known. You study 48 laws of power and Machiavelli so that you can know how to manipulate people. So that even when you are talking to them, they really don't know what your intention is. They don't know the day you will come to say, okay, that thing we have been doing for today, you will pay. So when somebody wants to help you, it's always good to ask, sir, is there anything I have to pay? Ask direct question. Don't just be kneeling down and saying thank you. Or they remove your ears and take it away. Just wake up one day, you don't have ears again. You went to dance, they remove your ears. Please say to your neighbor, if you heal your tongue, if your tongue is pure, your destiny will thrive. Many of us are products of our utterances. All of us, actually. Even God is a product of what he has said. Genesis chapter 1, when God came to earth and he saw the terror that had been done, God started speaking to himself. Every time God said, let us make the, let's separate the firmament from the firmament, let trees come out. Who do you think he was talking to? He was talking to himself. That's what it means to meditate. You are talking to yourself. But there's nobody to talk to. Everybody is a suspect. The man that was kept in charge of the estate was the one that scattered everything, Lucifer. So let's not talk to Michael. We don't know if they are together. Let's talk to ourselves. Some of you, you talk to your husbands about some vision, and the vision dies. Talk to your best friend. The vision suddenly, you just notice there are people that swallow visions. They swallow destiny. You might have thought about that in the moment you tell them like this, the desire will just leave you. So I always tell people, learn to grow in silence. Come on, say grow in silence. Eh? Oh, I'm writing a book. You'll now notice you since that day, that table of contents you typed 2 years now, that's where you are. So be wise. We don't reward effort, we reward result. Oh, I'm writing my ICANN. I'm sitting for my ICANN. Madam, you cannot put that in your CV. What we want to see is that you are now qualified. I'm planning to. I'm hoping to. It's why you have never done it. If you start speaking more in terms of actions, you would have done the better thing. Please, I want you to consider this scripture, and I want you to put yourself beside it. In Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 4, New King James, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 4, a wholesome tongue is what? A tree of life. Oh, I was watching a presentation 2 days ago. I almost screamed. Oh, lekabarabasha. I was listening to a neuroscientist. I don't know why people look for online. No? But God has a way of bringing these people to me. It was a short video clip. And to an extent, that thing motivated the message I'm preaching this morning. When I get to the second service, you understand what I'm saying. But look at what, please give me that scripture. There was a tree in the garden that was called the tree of life. Am I right? There was another tree in the garden that was the tree of the knowledge of what? Of good and evil. After man fell, you'll find a king saying, a wholesome tongue. What do you mean by a wholesome tongue? A healthy tongue. Huh? A healthy tongue. Is what? A tree of life. What did God prevent? Did God prevent Adam from eating the tree of life? What did he prevent them from eating? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the moment they crossed over, I hope you know that tree, or the fruit of that tree, well, it's not an apple. It's not an apple tree. Neither is it a coconut. What kind of fruit do you like? Sha. It doesn't matter. It's just like saying bomb, 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 bomb. If you hear the sound of the bomb, you will not say it's an explosion. Say it's not bomb, it's bomb, bomb. The bee is silent. It's because you did not hear the sound. If you hear the sound, you will know that the bee is not silent. that bomb is not silent. You see, it has spoiled everything. You say bomb, bomb. Okay, go and sit down. You are not there. I was there. Say, wholesome tree. It's a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. God never restricted them from touching that thing. But isn't it amazing that they never went there? Are you with me? It's amazing how Satan pushes us into the area of error. Meanwhile, your opportunity can be standing in front of you. God never said don't touch it. Do you know that tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a kind of knowledge? Huh? Knowledge. Bible says knowledge of. It's a kind of knowledge. It's not a fruit. The Garden of Eden is both mystical and literal. The kind of fruits there, they impart a kind of revelation, is spiritual development. It's not banana Adam was eating. In fact, there was no need to till the ground before he fell. But they didn't need food in that sense. Their spirit was operating at a level that was so high that it could sustain the soul and the body. So it was, please, for whatever is worth, it's not an apple. If you have never heard me say it before, Adam didn't eat an apple. If Adam ate an apple, they would not have sent him out of the garden. He consumed a kind of knowledge that now made him incapable of now aspiring, desiring another type of knowledge, which is the tree of life. The tree of life is a kind of knowledge. What God trades is knowledge. What God plants is knowledge. When God wants to move you from a particular point, he gives you revelation. Doesn't give you money. If God likes you, doesn't give you money. He gives you revelation. Do it like this. He gives you wisdom. So money can be a consequence. It can be a result of the revelation. But God, they don't have money in heaven. God doesn't give money. God gives you something that operates in a timeless economy that can sustain your prosperity here. So many of us are stuck now. Do you know why we are stuck? Because we started doing a particular thing. But like Elijah by the river, Brook of Cherith, the river has dried up. If Elijah can hear, go to Cherith, but he cannot hear, arise and go to the widow of Zarephath, he will die. Some of you are hearing things and you are saying, it was God that told me. Can you go back and ask, Baba, the river is dry though. The brook is dried. Is this time to move to another skill set? Should I learn another skill? Should I do an MBA in finance? Should I move into another kind of business? Don't just sit down there and say, God told me in 1979. Okay, you to look at it since 1979. Is it not possible that God has said something else? You to consider it. God told me in 1979. God told you. But is this still saying? God said to Abraham, kill your son. Came back, said, don't kill him again. At least, are you with me? So you realize that your greatest asset as a Christian may be the ability to discern the voice of God. Because a lot of us here know the Bible, but we still don't know what God wants us to do. Come on now. So look at what this man is saying. That tree of life that was lost. He said, if I can develop a healthy, a wholesome. Do we have another word for wholesome from any? Healthy. No, I need. No. I need. Check. Gentle words. Kind words. What does this mean? God is saying here that if I have. Now, please note this. You cannot have a healthy tongue without a pure heart. Are you with me now? So what you need to work on is the state of your heart. If you're a Christian, you still use the F word. You use it, there's a feeling it gives to you when you use it. There's a feeling of satisfaction. For those of you who have been there, you know what I'm saying. Any small thing, you use the F word or the other words in that line of industry. And you do it like there's one cool breeze that blows at you when you use the F word. It kind of has a way, and I've been there before, so I'm not telling what I don't know. There's a way you use it. It's like you communicate better. Who knows what I'm talking about? So some of you are not. You are so righteous. You people don't use F word. You people are so blessed. God is doing something new. When I was there, I couldn't make a statement without adding the wholesome tongue. Something that God has delivered me from. Do you know the funny thing? If you start it today now, boom, it has caught you again. You will now be praying to be free. That lady you say you want to marry, put a private investigator to go and check her in her office. Because you only see her in church. And in church, she's so righteous, she's so calm and gentle. Send someone to go to their shop and say you want to buy something. Give her a dirty note. And see the way she will insult you. That you can even confirm whether it was God that told you she's your wife. But that's what she will do. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. If a tongue is healthy, the words that come out of it will bring life to death situations. Pastor, I'm praying. We've been praying for 3 years. Go and check your tongue. Check your heart. Do you know that doctors have confirmed that they can know how long you live, how long you have left, if they look at your tongue? Have you heard that theory before? Who has heard it before? Ah. Hey. Are we on the same social media? Okay, but you've heard what I just said. So you know. Don't tell anybody you are not aware again. So if they ask you, say, my pastor told. Eh? If doctors, this was in the olden days, when they are at war in Europe, if somebody has been shot or injured, they bring them to the sick bay. Once the doctor looks at your tongue, this one is 3 days more. The lining of your tongue can tell a doctor whether you will live or not. If the poison has entered your body or is still, you can be helped. So which means the moment you start seeing the kind of words coming out of your mouth, I say it's like we need 21 days of fasting. Don't do 3, it's 21. There's a level you will be, you see, you're just using the F word, everything F, everything S, everything A. Once you see that you have entered, you've gotten into the express, and you are now driving at full speed, 120, 140. Just carry yourself and come here for 21 days. Don't eat, don't drink, until fire touches that tongue. We are laughing now, but some of you know. And it's not, I'm not saying anything we don't know. We had an experience here a long while ago. The person was, the sister was just blessing us with the F word. She was so angry, somebody offended her. It was online, it was a phone call, but the call was recorded. She was just, don't say I don't use effort, but you rain curses. And you do it so easily. It's like a second nature. Once they push you like this, once they push you like this, that old man will just come out. Should I give an example? Who is saying yes? You need a wholesome tongue. Please tell your neighbor you need a wholesome tongue. The reason why God is saying this is because whatever you speak, the tongue has been licensed by God to approve as an approving agency. If you say something consistently, you will begin to see it around you. If you imagine and you envision something, you envision and say that you are going to get married to Busayo. People will travel to the Caribbean. You sit in your house, on your bed. You that used to struggle to wake up by 4 a.m. You wake up now, friend. Lost in thought. Like the way people just hold their hands and be walking up and down. And be, So somewhere in your mind, you see, it's just your thought. You can't believe that Busaya will tell you she's not interested. Because in your mind, you've married her. You've gone to the Caribbean for your honeymoon. You have a set of twins. Now you've gotten this offer to move to the US. You are earning like $10,000 every month. She's earning like $9,000. You guys are having the time of your life. Like, this is just the perfect life for us. If per chance, Sister Busaya comes to church on Sunday and steps on your toe, and she's, don't worry. Don't worry, it's a blessing. How are you? You greet her. I even try calling, it's a lie. Say this line. I try calling. How many of you say I try calling, but I didn't get through? I told you lying is not a sin again. It's not a sin. For many of us, we don't confess lying. How many of you in the you've confessed that you lied recently? Raise your hand. Okay, you lied, but you did not confess. Say you see what I'm saying? Most people don't, they just see it as normal. But it's a record against you. A awesome tongue is what? It's a tree of life. The day the Lord created the sun, the Lord has never gone back in the morning. Any morning. To say, sun, are you not coming out today? Moon, are you angry? That fight I had with the sun last week, I'm not okay. No, you can continue fighting. That's not my business. But when I created you, what you needed to function, What you needed to succeed, I put it there. When God made you, Tina, He didn't just make you and leave you to go and be wondering, to go and be to see how will she make it in life. The code for your success in this life and in the realm of the spirit was given to you. That's why when God says, "Worship me," it's because He has every right to say so. He has every right. He didn't just, you are not just a puppet. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, he says, God has hidden eternity in their heart so that men should seek nothing outside Him. Which means that everyone who is going to check, doing palm reading, reading their destiny on tarot cards, or going to all these herbalists, they are looking for God. The herbalist they went to meet is also looking for God. There is something God put in the heart of every man that this world cannot be like this. There must be God somewhere. God put that thing in mind. It's a coding. It's a program. God wrote the program Himself. That anywhere you go, you will continue to think of me. Because I'm your maker. Every creature must defer to his creator. And God gave you the ability to speak words creatively. That if you can make sure you have a clean tongue, a wholesome tongue, you can speak things and they will have the element of life. Come on, are you with me now? Come on, say, heal your tongue. Change your destiny. In Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Look at this. Death and life are in the power of what? When you look at this scripture, it almost seems to me as if the word tongue is like a person. It's like something that is in the power of somebody or something. You know, it's like the tongue is an entity that has the power to communicate life or death. Please, are you with me this morning? Because some of us, we spend more time talking about what is not working. We don't have moments. So, hey, Pastor, I don't know how to pray. Hey! Take your pen or your iPad or whatever it is. Write 15 minutes confessions. Every morning after you have prayed. You will start from there. My feet is crafted for nations. There is oil upon my head. Oil for the healing of nations. You will craft it and you will be. If anybody lives in your house and they say the way you do it every morning, they will think like you are in a cult meeting. Not, this is my season of mounting up. Even the way you are saying, you won't mount. The way you are saying it, you need energy to mount. Come on. You need energy to mount. You have not eaten. So I said, let's go on the mountain hike. Esa, do you have a bad day or something? Because I what I need now is even to eat. Let me even be able to get. Do you know you can be so weak you can't even get up? They say, let's go out and pick something downstairs. You have strength to be watching TV, but to go downstairs and the clothes you washed, it's about to rain. Just to go and pick it, you say, I beg, I'll carry it tomorrow. This is an energy element. Let's go and there's one rock there. People normally go there, they take pictures. I beg, I know they go. Because it takes strength to mount. And strength is not just something that is imparted, it's something that can be cultivated. You can cultivate strength. You can cultivate strength. Yeah, this week I want to develop my prayer life. I'm going to be praying minimum of 20 minutes. You put it on your calendar, print it on Microsoft Word, paste on your word. Next week we'll move it to 30. You keep increasing 10 minutes every week. Before you know it, in 3 months, you are praying for almost 1 hour. But you see, because you didn't just jump into praying for 1 hour, you are gradually building strength and capacity. You can go for a meeting, they tell you, pray 10 hours. My brother, the person prayed 10 hours, didn't jump there. Some of them are able to do it because of the kind of anointing and spirit that God gave to them for their ministry. But otherwise, the principle is to build capacity, building up yourselves. You build up yourself in the most Holy Ghost. By what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. How do I stretch my capacity for high-level spiritual operation? By praying in the Holy Ghost. How do I build my capacity for greater operations of spiritual things? By praying in the Holy Ghost. So some pray in tongues to waste time because they don't have anything to talk about. We pray in tongues to build capacity. We went to buy a speaker when this church was just starting. I carried the speaker from Alaba on my head and I brought it here. So when you see me shouting on these people, it's because I've done it. I went to Pastor Desmond. We didn't know what we were looking for. We just entered the bus. Where's Alaba? We were asking on the road. That's why I knew there was Alaba Rago. There's Alaba Sura. Suru. Suru. There are so many Alabas. If you just hear Alaba, you enter bus. May God help you. Alaba is a whole day's journey. So when you go, you eat. Then you now get a vehicle to bring your items back. If you just say, you just go and come back now. You just go and come back. You come and treat malaria. It was at that market that somebody told us that, sir, look at this speaker. It's very small, but it's more powerful than this big one. Come on, say capacity. They say it's stronger. The capacity is that I know what you are thinking, hey, Pastor. You want all those big speakers. He said, sir. Then Pastor Desmond told me, say, Guze, now truly they talk. Say, let's go for Beringa. Say, it's better to buy Beringa, used one, than to buy this one brand new. I say, hey, I just put down, I put it in my mind that this information we will need it for years to come. So that's how we bought Beringa. Wait, are the speakers still in this church? Do we still have it? I think we gave it out to another church. Yeah. But that's my favorite speaker because I bought it with my money. Church didn't have money. All these pastors, they are driving Jeep. My money I used to buy a speaker. Don't worry. I agree with you. Go and bring your own money. Let's rent off. If you believe in your own ministry, instead of doing special program, come and rent off. Let's start. The problem is that a lot of us don't know what it means to put our life on the line for what we believe. Then you are angry at Dangote. You are angry at Otedola. They put their life on the line. When you see a woman that tells you, you can't take my husband, she put her life on the line. She has invested in that relationship. You just come because you are fine. You will just die like a chicken. You want to take my husband? Say, nobody did it and survived it. Just tell the person like that. Say, nobody that tried it is alive today. So you don't need to be quoting, hey, my God, the God that I'm serving. That's why they know you are weak. When I say, the God that I'm serving, Jesus, they say, now church self, she they talk about. She they go church. Just tell them, nobody that has tried it is alive currently. So, then leave them. Don't say anything again. Because one of the signs of an empty vessel is that they talk. Let your words be few, but wait. So there is an element, there is a law the Lord put in the sun that compels the sun to come out every morning. God has never gone back to say, Oga, the angel that I put in this department, where is he? They say he traveled, he went for vacation. He said, yeah, is that why the sun is not shining? There is something God put in the moon. There is something God put in the atmosphere. Once it's time for the rains to start, you can't pray against it. That's why churches don't do crusade in rainy season. You see all of them, October, November, December. You think, it's because it's end of year program. It's a lie. It's because of rain. They won't tell you that one, but we go for pastor's conference. That's where they told us. It's because of rain. That's why we do Shiloh, December. Instead of using your anointing to pray against rain, use it to focus on the program. If I come back, I'm going to pray against rain. I'm going to pray against rain. Brethren, let's pray. Prayer team. You don't need that. Move your program to where even it will be against the law of nature for it to rain. You are learning a new skill. You went to sit down among champions and masters. You will never learn because they are talking above your head. Say the frames, frame by frame. Say, we're going to do it frame by frame. Say, hey, which one is frame by frame? Which one is frame by frame? You are looking at the laptop. That's the frame you are looking at, but you're already confused. Say, frame by frame. We are going to build every scene frame by frame. Say, sorry, where is the house fellowship for beginners? Say, is that okay? Do they have somebody that at least is, I'm going there. Say, is because here we will not come down for you. Because there they talk with professional language. Even when they are speaking English, you are lost. Say the DBS. They are talking about volume. Oh. Say DB. Volume. Volume. Say, why can't you just say volume? Say, no, we don't talk like that here. Say, you master the sound. You do. Jesus. There is a law the Lord put in the tongue that attracts death, that attracts life. So you must find the ability, you must find the grace to tap into the life element so that your life can be on autopilot. There is a way you build your life, especially when you know that the odds are against you. You have no man to help you. He said, why are you not going to the swimming pool? He said, I have no man to help me. Do you want to be made whole? You think a lot of people know what they want to say. Oh, I need to show you my phone and see the kind of messages I receive every day. The kind of messages people cannot even say this is what they want. And for whatever is worth, if you are listening online or if you will listen to this message in the future, please don't send me a message and say hello, hi, good evening. That message will remain like that forever. Forever. You are wasting my time. I don't know if that greeting is a trap. In as much as I don't know you. Oh, my name is ABC. So person. He referred me to you. He's so person. I don't know. I believe you know him. This is the reason why they asked me to speak. Go ahead and type. Don't set trap for me. Because you don't even know. I may not really have the time to sit down and be talking to you. But if I see the message, I will know how important. I can quickly squeeze out 10 minutes and talk to you. If you say hello, hi. I don't know. This one could be 3 hours. Because the next thing you see is actually, I need to call you. That's the trap. Once they call you, you will not do anything that day again. And time is currency. If you cannot say it in 5 minutes, you don't know it. Hallelujah. Huh? If you cannot say it in 5 minutes, you don't know it. So there is an element that God has put in your tongue. And as a spiritual person, you can look at where you are right now and ask yourself, if I put my tongue on autopilot, 10 p.m. every night, bring out your confessions. And you begin to, now, if you are building your confessions, let each confession be tailored to a particular thing. Don't mumble everything together. If this confession is on your marriage, you are trusting God for your marriage, or let that confession be tailored to that. And please, when you are using that confession, don't use it. Don't say, oh, because I wrote it. And personally, I don't write a confession unless I sense the anointing. So you have to put yourself in that state where there's an influence guiding your hands to script that confession. Don't just write positive words. I'm blessed and not cursed. I will continue to shine. I will not die like a chicken. It's not positive thinking I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about the universe is working for me. I'm not talking about those ones. I'm saying you have to be in the spirit. The Bible said the holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So I need to put myself in the spirit and then begin to write as I am inspired. Everybody will like your testimony, but nobody wants your process. So I'm telling you the process now. There's a spiritual element to every destiny. And there's the physical aspect, things you need to do physically. And part of it is your confession. It's not just that you said it once. It's that there is a record in heaven that says this is how you say it every day. 5 a.m. in the morning, 10 p.m. at night, you bring that up. And you start. If you know you will always forget, print it out, paste it on your wall. And when it's 10 p.m., face the word. In Jesus' name I have life. Then you begin to pray in tongues. Don't just be casual and say because I wrote it. The day you must see the confession as new every morning. Come on now. I say, are you here now? I say you must see the confession as what? New every morning. For my feet is prepared as a tool for the advancement of the gospel. Therefore, my soul is yielded and my spirit is inspired to go in the way of my destiny. There is fresh oil on my head. And if you don't like that, you can use Ororo. There is Ororo on my head. I am anointed. My hands give life. My hands are the hands of Jesus. My feet are the feet of Jesus. My heart now belongs to the Lord. That wherever I go, life answers and death backs up. There must be an attitude. Why? Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't wait for your government to be better before you start praying. Because that one, God will not take the glory. So we can know how you are by your utterance. We can discern the kind of spiritual person you are when we know the things you pray for. A man who only prays for things and breakthrough is not a spiritual man. You're a child of God, but you're not a spiritual man. A spiritual man trades in spiritual artifacts. A spiritual man, he lays hold on things in the spirit realm that compels natural things to come. Do you think when people bless you, you think it's because they like you? People bless you because God has said, bless him. Even though they don't like your faith, but they'll still give you money. I'm just doing it because of your mother. It's a lie. Yeah, may go. 100,000. So the day you realize that you will never be blessed because somebody likes your face, then you get close to God. You don't need to be kneeling down 10 times for people. The moment God puts the aura of a blessing around you, people don't need to know what you do, Pastor David. You are the one who knows that by 11 p.m., you bring your confession out. Or it's on your wall, in your room. Just you and your wife has access to your room. Paste it there and face the wall. Elabara. You've timed it. This thing is 20 minutes. But every paragraph, you pray in tongues. As you are praying in tongues, you are seeing in your mind what you are saying. What you are praying about. You are not reckless. Prayer is not a reckless venture. A lot of people pray to mark time. Prayer is what changed the lives of many of us. If someone says, I can't pray for 5 minutes. So you already know their state. Because prayer follows the order of utterance. Come on, say utterance. James chapter 1. Is it James chapter 1 verse 26? Please check it. I need to confirm something. Go back to the scripture we read last before we come here. That's a host. No. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Is this Proverbs 18:21? It says, they that love it, what will happen to them? That means that your tongue is licensed by God to produce certain fruit. Please, are you with me this morning? Can you see that it is not the devil stopping you? You have not even fulfilled the first law that was given to you. Satan only took advantage of you. He said, they that love it. If you love the tongue, if you know how to use the tongue, what did the Bible say? Then you will eat the fruit. That means that anything you say will be produced. It will produce fruit. You are not looking at what is not working. You are looking at what you want to see. You are not looking at what is not working, what is not happening. But you are speaking forth the things that you want to see. When you speak them long enough, it will begin to take out the things that are not supposed to be there. You are not talking. You are talking, but you are gossiping. You are talking, but you are saying other things. You are talking, but you are grumbling. You are talking, but you are complaining. You are talking, but you are angry. You have tapped into the chamber zone of death that is located in the tongue. The Bible said death and life. So you will choose. Grumbling, all those things, they are in another section. Say, but if you love it, how do I register my love? I register my love by consistency. When I look at the order of things that I speak about, when I look at the order of things that come out, if I put my words on a scale, 70%, 60% in a week, I'm always speaking around this area. And that is why things are not working. If you work in an industry or in an office where, as a brother, you are just like the only guy among seven ladies, your boss is a man, but your teammates are women or young ladies that are very pretty, there's a kind of prayer we will pray. Say amen. There's a kind of prayer so that you will not be lost. You will be one bello, so that you will not be lost. So you will not wake up and ask yourself, how did I get to the middle of the ocean? If you are a lady, you work in a particular office where everybody, you have a lot of people in the complex that drive a 2024 SUVs, and you know there are jeeps and there are jeeps. There are jeeps and there are jeeps. There are jeeps when you see that, you say, oh God, wow, wow. There are cars you see, you won't even know, you won't know how to open the door. I was listening to somebody, I don't know who that was. The person said the first time she saw Tesla, I don't know who was telling me that story. Here in Lagos, Tesla, say she waited outside, she wanted to see the owner of the car. Because she realized that just from looking at the car, she didn't know where the door handle was. I want that one to sink. That you look at a car, you can't tell where the handle is. So when the owner of the car came, she walked and said, good afternoon, sir. I said, this is your car? He said, it's very lovely. Said, so she was just watching him and she saw how the thing came up. She said, wow. No, as she was saying it, it was sweet for me because I also don't have the experience. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are cars and there are cars. But don't forget, you are only licensed to receive what you have registered consistently with your tongue. Please, are you with me? I say you are only permitted to receive. And that is how you break barriers to warfare. Continue speaking. That's how you break barriers. Because when you continuously speak, what you are telling God is that I am insisting. Come on, say insist. I am insisting. You cannot come this far. Hear the kind of things you are hearing here, and you choose to become ordinary like every other person in your family. No. These things are in the book. Just open it and read. Because whether you like it or not, a wizard may be your colleague in the office, and they will not tell you where they are getting their advantage from. That other sister may be the daughter of Ezenwanyi, somewhere in the Imo state, and he has done something to make sure her daughter is moving forward. This earth is a battleground. Even before Adam came, there were battles here. There were battles being fought. When Satan rebelled against God, there was a battle here. This earth was a decision point of how Lucifer decided, I will arise into the heavens. For you to arise into the heavens, you must be below the heavens. He was here. When Satan came for Adam in the garden, it's because he believed that Adam was giving his estate, his former estate. He came legitimately to fight for it. But he did not come directly. He came deceitfully. Do you remember the scripture we read? He came deceitfully with lies. Did God say? Did God suggest? When they want to deceive you, they won't come directly at you. Can I have your number? Why are you asking for my number? Can we meet tomorrow? Why? We know where you are going. Just come out and say it. Don't waste my 2 gig on data to be talking about things like this. I can see it's written all over you. So don't waste my time. Say it. You like me, Abby. Just say it. I have your answer ready. It's no. Because you don't need like to fulfill destiny. You need purpose. I've heard your intention, but I've not seen your drive. So love is not enough. Said they that love it shall eat the fruit. I want you to commit that in the year 2024, you will start speaking to the point. Because you start speaking to the point that you will begin to see the evidence of the power of God. Every time you are praying, or you are committing to systematic praying like this, and you begin to see opposition rising all around you, just know the prayer is working. Just know the prayer. If it wasn't working, they won't be trying to stop you. Are you with me now? So some of you say you are praying, you are not seeing anything. Your prayer is working. So they are now trying to test your resolve. Who will give up first? When they now notice that you are a lunatic, you are a madman, who is not going to stop praying and speaking? They'll say, leave her. She's a useless person. She's a mad woman. Let's go to another person. Because now they've seen that the more they try, last night it was 15 minutes. When you saw your position, you say they know it's 15 minutes. They saw you set your time, your stopwatch for 15. But in your mind, you are moving to 30. Because when you move to 50, you now entered overdrive. You now shut your eyes. I told you this one is a mad person. She's mad. Most of us have not passed the test of character to stay true. That is why even 30 minutes prayer now looks like a very difficult task. And that is the thing with prayer. Once you stop, you have to go and start from the scratch. Because after a while, you cannot just jump from 0 to 3 hours. Your tongue was designed to bring positive things into your life. If you tell your wife she's pretty, if you tell her, she will look pretty to you. It's not just for you to be shouting, stop tying your rope, stop doing all this. A man will see what he will see. It's not your makeup. A man will see what he will see. The moment a man's mind tells him that you are old, that's it. Don't blame the man. It's just the way they are wired. But do you know that a woman looks old to you, it's not because she's old. The moment you say it, she will start looking old. Why do you look so unkempt? The moment you say it, that thing will be crafted in front of you. Okay, leave the man alone. The day you look at yourself as a lady in the mirror and say, you are not really that fine, no. Game over. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You just know, okay, by God's grace, we are there, but we are not top of the chain. So, the moment you tell yourself those conversations, your self-esteem drops. You will now be trying so hard to maintain a level with people who don't even know what you are thinking. But because words are spirits and words are aura, the moment you believe something about yourself, that anything I do, if it gets to last minute, it will not work. That's how you'll be seeing it. When it gets to a level, that thing will become autopilot. Please, are you with me? Please tell your neighbor, change your speech. Heal your tongue, and your destiny will be transformed. My time is up here. Let me give you one more scripture so we can close early this first service. Are you blessed this morning? In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 6, the scripture says, Proverbs 21, 6, the getting of treasure, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. This is the reward or the result of things gotten through deceit for those who lie and say they can provide a service and that they have amassed a lot of money. In the US now, people can become rich as young ladies just by marrying and divorcing. It's a career thing now. A career. Once you are married, it's for 2 months, 3 months, and you divorce, you just split everything. So those people have a target. They don't go for broke people or people who just want to love God. They have their customers. So once they marry you, they can stay with you, enjoy while it lasts. And she just come and say, you know what, I'm just not feeling it anymore. Oh, did I do something wrong? And he said, you didn't do anything wrong. Me or shame on. I've contacted my lawyer. Once you hear, I've contacted my lawyer. Because marriage is a contract today. It's not a covenant. So they just say, okay, what do you have? this mansion, where is it? Say, okay, so you are moving out. The mansion that that I was rolling on the floor here, sweating. I'm praying with fasting. Say, because she has a child or she's pregnant. Or she just, even if she doesn't have anything, say you marry, you have a certificate. Oh yeah. How many cars? Give her one. You take the finest one. So it's business. It's business. But look at what God says. Is there anything that is gotten through deceit, through a lying tongue? Give me that scripture. Some people don't know the root of their depression. It's the tongue. Give me that scripture again. Do you have it? Maybe I should read it. He said, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity, tossed to and fro of them that seek death. That means the end of every man with a lying tongue is death. That's the heavenly assigned punishment. What is it? Death. So you tell your neighbor, stay away from a lying tongue. It's not just cheap. It's not cheap. The fact that you can do it and nobody discovers you means that there's a greater temptation, seduction, punishment. Even in the corporate world, they say manage your client. What they mean by manage your client is lie. We'll get the product to you 1 p.m. tomorrow. And you know the thing is not ready. But that's the way the business flows. You manage your customer. Manage. Go and talk to him. Manage him. And you have become an expert in that office. Everybody knows that when they want to lie to a customer, you are the one that they will call. The Bible says the pathway is death. So when they call you on Monday, tell them I've stopped lying. Now my pastor warned me against lying. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? One more scripture. This one will shock you. Isaiah chapter 3. Let's read verse 8. Please look up. For Jerusalem is ruined. And Judah has what? Has fallen. Because of what? Their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. Are you seeing something there? Now, if you want to take away the Lord, let's not even look at all of you here. You love God. But I want you to look at that scripture carefully. Say, Jerusalem, an entire nation, a city, was destroyed. And Judah, the house of praise, crumbled because of their tongue. Come on, say, I repent. Now, say, I repent. So, when you get back home today, take a moment, 30 minutes or so, and pray. If you remember any negative word you have spoken about yourself, I know I'm not fine though, but I have character. You are going to renounce it. Come on. Don't go home and say, Lord, anything that I have said, whether knowingly or unknowingly. No, that's not what we are doing. That's not what we are doing today. Please, are you with me now? You will. Oh, maybe you don't know who your real father is. I don't know my father. I'm a bastard. Okay, write it down. We will renounce it. I was never loved by my parents. My mom used to hate me so much. Write it down. Look at that scripture again. Give me that scripture. Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because of their tongue. And their tongue gave birth to their actions. So you will sit down before you pray. Don't just be offering the sacrifice of fools. Sit down. Take your pen. Write. Like somebody told my mom, I know what will kill me. It's sugar. I cannot stop eating sugar. He's a very old man. Yeah, I know it's sugar that will still kill me eventually. That's his confession. He says it with pride. In my family, we are very proud. Those of us from Soso village, we are very proud. We are like that in our area. That's why familiar spirits are following you. Because you have associated with the principality that governs your tribe. Haven't you seen tribes that they are very angry? When you look at them, their men are usually very, any small thing they want to fight. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know tribes where they love to party? Do you know tribes where it seems that anything they say, you can't really trust it? Do you know people, tribes are where they marry, they control their wives. Their wife cannot have an identity again. Then you now come and say, we are like that in our area. Oh yeah, so you write it down. So that's how you are going to pray when you get home. When you reach a breakthrough, God will give you a witness in your spirit. If he doesn't give you that witness, continue praying. Rise on your feet. You take one prayer this morning. In Isaiah chapter 6, the angel of the Lord or the ministering spirit came and he touched the tongue of Isaiah and he said to him, today your tongue has been cleansed. I want you to pray this morning and ask the Lord, touch my tongue, cleanse my tongue with the coal of fire. Pray like a prayer warrior. Pray in the name of Jesus.